And we were just, I was like, go, 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 get in there, go, go.
Really, it's because we have to get out of here by 10 till today. So we thought we would just start a little early.
Yeah.
And, you know, say hi to you guys early because it's Friday. It's Friday.
I'm excited. I'm going to sleep this weekend. I can't wait to
so
sleep.
Much sleep.
You guys,
the big news, obviously, is that Elon Musk is saying that the Twitter deal is on hold. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, don't forget that if you are not a prepper, but you are, you have that feeling inside of you telling you Joe Biden sucks so hard, it is entirely possible that things could get worse in this country. I want to be prepared. How do I do that? We have the answer for you. Make sure that in addition to bottles of water that you have on hand and a nice supply of that, that you also have an emergency food supply. And you can get $150 off of a 3-month emergency food kit from our friends at My Patriot Supply if you go to the website preparewiththechicks.com. $150 off a 3-month supply. And you just store, it stores up to 25 years. It's not like you have to worry about it going bad. It's amazing. I sneak out the banana chips. Like as soon as I reorder, I always like, I eat those now because I feel like I probably won't need them in an emergency. This is what I tell myself.
Really? You really? Because I feel like that's the thing you're going to need the most. You're going to be in the fetal position, rocking back and forth going, oh my God, I wish I had this banana chip. Oh yeah, I really need banana chips, you guys.
I'm probably just going to have to order those like separately, like a whole stock of those, just those, because they're so freaking good. Anyway, preparewiththechicks.com. Get yourself prepared with your own 3-month emergency food kits.
Also, check us out on all the socials. We're everywhere. We are in all the places. We're in the places that we should not be, like TikTok. we shouldn't be there, but we're there. We call it TikTok. Well, Mock does. I don't because, oh my God, that's ridiculous. But we're also on like Instagram at Chicks on Right. We're on Twitter at Chicks on Right. We're in all the places at Chicks on Right. So check us out on all the socials. Do it.
All of them. All right. So there's very little detail coming out about why Elon has said that the Twitter deal is on hold, but he did tweet about it. And he said that the reason is that he is waiting on, I'm going to try to get the quote exactly right. The deal is on hold pending details that support a calculation that spam and fake accounts represent less than 5% of users. So in a couple of tweets, he basically said he's waiting on that the Twitter deal is on hold in light of that information being waited on. And then he also jumped into the whole 2024 discussion. Like he started talking about Biden. He said that he wants Trump back on Twitter, but that he also believes that we need a less divisive candidate than Trump in 2024, which I thought was interesting because of course I've been saying that too. And everybody gets so mad at me. In fact, there was a chick on our YouTube comments yesterday. Oh my God, what was her name? Well, I think it was Wanda. I'm sure she's watching because she's like one of those people that's like, I'm never watching you again. Meh. And then
she's up at 4:30 Central to watch us. Yeah.
Right. And she kept commenting. And I was like, do you need assistance out? Like, do you need help leaving? Is that the problem? Is that why you continue to comment? Anyway, she's one of those people that, and I had a couple of them. I got emails yesterday from another guy, Kurt, who was like, that's it. I can't take it anymore. You not supporting Trump is just like, it's basically just ending him. And so he has to leave the Chicks forever because we don't agree on who should be the 2024 nominee. People have lost their minds. But anyway, yeah. Elon has now waded into that discussion and he says basically the same thing. So you can also be mad at Elon, I guess.
Yeah. But the thing is that you've always said, you know, that if he was the candidate, you would vote for him.
Right. So when people call me a never Trumper, it's actually not accurate. It's not accurate.
You're not a never Trumper because that's not accurate. If he was the candidate, you would vote for him. So stop it.
Which I already have done twice. So I'm not a never Trumper.
You're not Meghan McCain, you know?
God.
So stop.
Quick couple Hollywood things to share, because I'm very excited about both of them, actually. First of all, Spinal Tap 2 is happening.
Cannot with this. Listen, I'm afraid though, I'm going to put this disclaimer out. I'm really, because listen, this is what we all need. We need Spinal Tap too. We need it. Like we need air to breathe. The country needs it. It'll bring us together. I feel like this is like cats and dogs will be living together once again if we have Spinal Tap too. However, here's my disclaimer. I feel like there's the potential for them to PC-ify and wussify Spinal Tap too, because we've seen it happen. We've seen this happen time and time again, where they're gonna let all these stupid liberal themes trickle in, and then you're gonna be sitting there in the theater, you're gonna be like, wah, 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 wah. If that happens to Spinal Tap too, I'm gonna be utterly heartbroken.
That would be, it would be devastating. It would be totally, totally devastating. Because Spinal Tap, man, I mean, that is one of the greatest films of all time.
It's sacred. You can't mess with that. Like, there's a part of it, it's like, don't redo it.
And it's the whole original cast. Everybody's coming back. Like, it's all the same people. So, you know, there's hope. I'm very, very hopeful. The other thing about sequels is that Top Gun 2 apparently is getting rave reviews. Like everybody loves it. Yeah.
Isn't it just called Maverick? It's called Maverick, isn't it? Or am I wrong about that? I'm probably wrong.
I don't know.
I'm probably completely wrong. Yeah. I want to see it too. Jennifer Connelly, you know, they couldn't use Kelly McGillis because she's, isn't she a man now? Or am I wrong about that? Am I wrong?
I don't think, no. Is she? Is she trans?
No. No, she's trans. I think, sorry, my nose is running, you guys, so bad. I think she's a lesbian. She's a lesbian.
Yeah, I
now.
Know that. That's like, definitely true. That's definitely true.
Or maybe she was always a lesbian. She probably has always been a lesbian. but she's, I think she's a little bit heavier than she was probably back in the 80s, which, you know what, is normal. That's normal. She doesn't look the same as what she did. It's what she did back in like 1988 or 87 when the movie was made, whenever it was. Tom Cruise looks exactly the same because obviously he doesn't age because of Scientology, right? I mean, he signed a pact with the devil in Scientology, right? So he looks exactly the same. I mean, nobody can be expected to be like Tom Cruise. Yeah. Did you know that my first car date was to see Top Gun? My very first car date.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was with Brian Murphy. He was so sweet, you guys. Like this, he probably doesn't watch this podcast, but he's out there. He's out there somewhere. I know I don't really keep in touch with him, but I see him on Facebook. We're friends on Facebook. Super nice guy, has a wife and kids, just was lovely to me on my very first car date. And he was a junior and I was a freshman in high school. And I can't believe my mom and dad let me actually go on a car date that young. I was like, I don't know. I think I was 14 years old. Yeah, but I did. I went on a car date and Top Gun. I just remember being so nervous and like that was my very first experience with an actual date was Top Gun. I'll never forget it. That was it. Top Gun.
Yeah, the reviews are people are loving it and they're saying that everything that could have been improved about the first movie has been improved, that the storylines
really?
Are amazing, that he's exactly the same, that it's awesome. So I'm super excited about it.
And there's a theme of Goose's son and everything in there. I saw like in the previews. So
surely they'll write something in about Kelly, Kelly McGillis's character.
Probably, I would imagine. Yeah. But I wonder, is Meg Ryan's not in it though? I don't think
no,
she is.
I don't think so.
Yeah. That would have been awesome. That would have been so awesome if she was.
Well, and she looks completely different for reasons that are not age.
Right.
So. I mean, anyway, so one more little snippet of Hollywood news before we get into actual news. And that is that Kelly Osbourne is pregnant. So
she is.
Yeah.
Well,
first
that's
baby.
Cool. Good.
Yeah.
Good for her. Good for her.
So
yeah.
that's the thing. Oh, and I guess also we should mention, I did do a post about this yesterday and I was very well behaved. Because Ashley Judd appeared on Good Morning America to talk about the reason or the way that Naomi Judd died and took her own life. And it was with a gun. And Ashley is the one that found her. And you know how I feel about Ashley Judd. I hate her with the fury of a billion suns. But there was no way that I was going to snark on her yesterday because I cannot imagine anything more horrific than walking in to find your mom in that manner. So I couldn't be snippy.
It's pretty horrific, right?
Ooh. All right. The first clip that I'm going to show you today is just a fun thing because it's Joe Rogan. He had Gad Saad on his podcast and they're talking about, and Gad Saad is from Canada. And so they're talking about Canada and Joe Rogan, the way that he talked about Justin Trudeau just made me so happy. And so I thought, I wonder if this will make other people happy too. It's very quick. I'll let you hear how he refers to Justin Trudeau.
But then when you have what's a creepy fucking dictator for a prime minister, yeah. And that's what he is.
He is.
The way he behaves, the way he behaved during this thing, and just the disingenuous way that he communicated, it freaked me out because I never thought that guy was like that.
We had a conversation a few years ago where you were sort of more positive about him.
I thought
him.
He was a handsome fellow with a good vocabulary and seems like a nice guy. And, you know, before he really leaned into the woke stuff, I just thought he was a kind, sensitive guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's probably a good, you know, disposition to be a leader. But just the way he labeled those truckers as racist. For no reason. The people that were protesting against mandates, he decided they were misogynists and racists.
Transphobic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love that because it just blasted out
just
of his mouth.
Right out of the gate. Right out of it. It's just like right there. God, I love that.
I mean,
it's accurate. You can't dispute it. Totally accurate. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much how I would describe him. Mm-hmm. Maybe not on this show, but maybe with among friends and not, you know, not here where kids can hear me. Yeah.
I know I should have said hide your kids, hide your wives. And
sorry.
I just didn't.
She didn't do that. You guys, it's Friday. She's letting it loose. Look at her go.
Okay. I want to skip. I wasn't going to do this next, but I want to get to it because it requires me to share my screen and I just want to get that out of the way. Elizabeth Warren is very angry. Very angry.
She's on the warpath, you know?
She got
like her feather in her little like headband, and she's on the warpath right now. Like, seriously, is she the vice president? I don't even know. You know, she's like replaced our vice president. She's on the circuit. This woman is everywhere.
She's doing the things, and she's very mad about the fact that the Roe v. Wade codifying bill, which was, as we know from Joe Manchin at the clip that we played yesterday, was not codifying Roe v. Wade at all. It was actually a huge expansion of abortions all the way up to birth, all across the country. And so she's very mad at the way it all went down, because what happened is, of course, in the Senate, the vote was 51-49 against moving forward with that bill. So that seems like how democracy works, right?
You think. Yeah,
okay.
You think.
So mm-hmm. I think if we all have that in mind, when you hear what she says in this clip, it will just become that much more ridiculous. Look.
I believe in democracy, and I don't believe that the minority should have the ability to block things that the majority want to do. That's
not— Okay, does she not know how this works?
No.
51-49.
Right.
I don't know how to make it any clearer. This is how this works, Elizabeth Warren.
She is, my God, she is unhinged about this. I mean, just totally unhinged, screaming and yelling about it. She's just like, we have to kill the babies.
Which is why, of course, this older clip from 2017 is going around again. It's making the rounds again because she had she sung a very, very different tune on the same exact issue. Look at this.
I get it that Republicans are not going to put up somebody that is the same person I would have put up. We wouldn't put up somebody probably that'd be the same as they would. But it's within a range. This is a road, and it's got curbs on the side. You've got to be somewhere in there. That's what 60 votes is about. You don't get to be out at the extremes. We hang on to that 60 votes. And if the nominee can't get 60 votes, you don't change the rule, you change the nominee.
Oh, okay. So a 60 vote threshold is fine. Okay. She's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've seen that a lot where they go back and forth and they flip flop and they say one thing and they say another like 3 years later. And it's like really inconvenient to have video of them from that 3 years prior. Did you notice that the guys looking at her look like they had such disdain on their faces when they were looking at her? Did you see that when they were on the stage?
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, uh-uh. I was watching that the whole time. Like, they were just looking at her like, I don't like you, you know? Can you imagine working with her? Can you imagine working with her on a daily basis? God, I just could not. I just, like, the people like her, I just would be like, yeah, I think I'm going to go become a farmer. I can't deal with you. I cannot deal with people like you. I couldn't deal with working with somebody like her every day. Yeah,
I know. I know. You guys, quick reminder, if you have not gotten your subscription to Acre Gold, look what you get. When you earn gold, you get these 2.5 gram bars of gold sent straight to your home. You can keep them in your safe. You can keep them in your purse. You can start handing them out as presents if you want to. If you want to look like the really cool grandma, for example, you could just like start throwing gold bars at everybody, right? That's the point though. They're so handy the way that they come to you. And you should sign up for a subscription at $50 a month, $100 a month, $250, whatever, so that you can earn these bars of gold. You're kind of hedging your bets against the crazy stock markets right now. Diversifying your portfolio is always a good idea. And you can check out all the details about how to do this at getacregold.com/chicks.
And make sure, stretching, so I can tell you about this, make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast. If you can't listen to us this early in the morning, you guys, just put us in your pocket for later, you know, put us in your tool belt, and then listen to us when you're like in the car picking up the kids, or you're on the treadmill, or, you know, when you're cleaning the house, put us on your Walkman. Remember the Walkmans? Put us in, listen to Mock and Daisy later on, you know, when you're vacuuming and stuff like that. Just put us in your tool belt. Listen to us later.
Right there.
And make sure you're subscribed and tell all your friends. All right?
Do that. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about the fact that you can now, that the illegals are getting plenty of formula for all the illegal kids that they're bringing over the border. Not so much just American citizens who are trying to feed American babies. You can't get formula.
I know, it's infuriating.
And Tucker talked about this last night and included, I think he's got a clip in here of Jen Psaki maybe. Anyway, I'll play this clip for you because I thought he did a really nice job kind of explaining what's going down and how ridiculous it all is. Look.
You're seeing footage from our Bill Malusian right on the screen, one of the only reporters who's been covering the disaster at our border. The pictures you're looking at show a group of more than 100 illegal aliens crossing into this country at Eagle Pass, Texas. Now, there are only two Border Patrol agents on the scene. Clearly, they're outmatched. By the way, they're not coming from Mexico. They're coming from faraway places like Venezuela and Cuba, which, by the way, is an island. Why are they coming? Because Joe Biden left our screen door open. Once they get here, the Biden administration will give them food supplies that you can't buy. And those would include baby formula. A Florida congresswoman called Kat Kamek says these illegal aliens are getting, quote, pallets of baby formula from the Biden administration. As Kamek put it, quote, they are sending pallets of baby formula to the border. Meanwhile, in our own district here at home, we cannot find baby formula. We reached out to Customs and Border Protection to find out how much baby formula the agency has purchased. They would not tell us. It's not their duty to respond to the public, apparently, but they didn't deny that they had bought it. A spokesman told us that, quote, ensuring migrants have formula is in line with this administration's commitments. So how much more are these people going to take, you wonder? It's too humiliating. We'll be back tomorrow.
God, isn't that unbelievable? It's unbelievable. How can people stand for this? I mean, it's just unreal. People keep voting for this garbage. And then they try to distract you. Abortion, abortion, abortion.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they're doing, you guys. It is abundantly clear. It is blatant in your face. This is what they're doing. They're trying to distract you from all of this bullshit with abortion. This is what they're doing. I mean, is it not clear yet? Hello, wake up, America. Wake up.
You've also, you know, we've talked about this whole Minister of Truth, that crazy Nina, what's her name? Jankowicz or whatever.
Jankowicz.
Horrendous. Yeah. And so now an interesting thing came out yesterday. Remember, this was a few months ago when the story about the fact that we, our taxpayer dollars, were funding crack pipes, right? Remember that?
Yes.
One of our writers, Natalie, wrote about this on our website. She did a great write-up, had, you know, all kinds of source documentation in her write-up. And then Facebook, of course, fact-checked it, took it down. We were threatened with restrictions, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I mean, this is how the Ministry of Truth will work, right? They decide, oh, well, we don't like that story, so we're just going to call it disinformation. Well, Jesse Waters has a great update on where we are with this today. Check it out.
Word dropped. The White House denied it up and down.
HHS just put out a statement clarifying around some reports that crack pipes are not would be part of the safe smoking kits that are funded by the administration. But can you clarify for us, were they never a part of the kit, or were they removed in response to this reporting?
They were never a part of the kit. It was inaccurate reporting, and we wanted to put out information to make that clear. We don't support federal funding, indirect or direct, for pipes.
And of course, they had the fact checkers to back them up. USA Today reported it was a false claim. Factcheck.org claimed the funds were for overdose prevention, definitely not the crack pipes. Obviously, CNN had to deny the claims, too. But they were all wrong. The Washington Free Beacon reported today that safe smoking kits provided by local nonprofits do include crack pipes. They know because they got their hands on some. From Boston to New York to Baltimore, every single city's testing kit comes with a complimentary crack pipe. Did the fact checkers even get their hands on any of these kits, or did they just take the word from a lying politician and just print it? Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Jen Psaki was given the chance to set the record straight today, and she called it, of course, a conspiracy theory.
This policy does not allow for crack pipes to be included. I would just note that this is a bit of a conspiracy theory that's been spread out there. It's not accurate. Money is not used for crack pipes.
A conspiracy theory is just something Democrats don't want to talk about. I'm sure they'll be calling record high gas prices a conspiracy theory, too.
Can you even?
I can. And also, you know, the baby formula being handed out to illegals on the border. Just a conspiracy theory, you guys. Just a total conspiracy theory. God, these people are unreal. What a lying hag.
It's incredible. And so it's never been more clear that they have the fact checkers in their pockets. So right. Whatever statement they release, whatever the White House says is true, that's what the fact checkers go with instead of actually checking the facts. They don't even do the research. They just take the word of the administration. That is super problematic.
Yeah, it's problematic. And now they have the Ministry of Truth. That is the umbrella for this bullcrap. For falsehoods. She is the figurehead of falsehoods. She's not the Ministry of Truth. It's insanity, you guys. It's propaganda. She's just a big ministry of propaganda, is what she is. This is insane. This is happening in America. Sheer insanity.
It is unreal. Absolutely unreal. Let me just remind you that if you've not yet downloaded the Upside app on your phone, to get cash back on your gas purchases, some restaurant purchases, convenience store purchases. If you're not using the Upside app, what is even wrong with you? Oh, and by the way, I was looking at the app this morning. And by the way, it's a free download. It doesn't cost you anything to have this app on your phone. All it does is give you money back on things that you're already buying. And I was looking to see if there were new restaurants in my area, and there are. And like Yolk, which is that cute little breakfast spot.
Yes, yes.
That you can get 7% back on Yolk right now. So I'm super stoked about it.
You're stoked about Yolk. You see what I did there?
I'm stoked about Yolk.
You get it? You see what I did? Yeah. That was good.
So anyway, if you haven't gotten it, get it. It's on like in the App Store or your Google Play, or I don't know how Androids work, but it's in the App Store or on your Android phone. And if you use the promo code CHICKS, then you're going to get at least 25 cents per gallon back on your first fill up. So it's totally worth it. You definitely want to get it and use code CHICKS for sure. Okay, what is in your sack of whack today?
Okay, I have a sack of whack. Are you guys ready? So there's a woman who, I have to show you the picture, but she married her cat to stop her landlords from getting rid of her because...
Getting rid of the cat?
Getting rid of her because apparently she has been forced to rehome two huskies and another. I know people aren't really upset about that because I know a lot of people out there don't like the huskies. But she's been forced to rehome two huskies and another cat, something that she just can't bear to go through again. Okay, so she is a single mom, and she didn't want to get rid of her beloved cat. I got to figure out what the cat's name is. I think her cat's name is India. And so she decided, yes, her cat's name is India. And she decided that marriage was a way to show her future landlords that she will not be separated from her beloved India. And so they had a wedding. So here's the picture of her and her cat getting married.
Is this here in the US? Like, this can't.
This is in the UK.
I was going to say, you can't marry a cat. As far as I know, that's not allowed here.
Here's another picture of her walking down the aisle. So they had an actual ceremony and everything. They had a ceremony at a local park. She invited her friends, her friends, this is a direct quote. She goes, my friends and my kids, because she has several kids. I think it's like a handful of kids. I don't know how many, but she goes, I think they're all out of it. They're all out of the house. They're grown kids. And she goes, I had a group of friends there for the ceremony. They all think that I've gone batshit crazy, but we had a lovely day. My kids weren't there. They just think mommy has lost the plot.
What if, I have to ask this, what if that cat is not a lesbian?
I don't know. I mean, I don't, it's like, I don't know. I mean, who knows how the cat identifies? I mean, she, so this is the thing. She says she lost her job last month and is now concerned that she may be evicted from her home. But anyway, she's terrified of losing her cat. So she opted for marriage to show that she and her pet come as a package. Like, they're together, so they can't evict her because they're married.
Is there a comment from the landlord? Because, like, no, here's the thing, if she's already had to rehome two huskies and possibly this cat, has she read her lease to see if maybe, just maybe, pets aren't allowed? Stop getting freaking pets.
I kind of feel like she probably is the kind of person that reads leases, you know? She married her cat. So anyway, so this chick married her cat, and then she married
Married them. Like, somebody performed that ceremony. Right.
This happened. This happened in the UK. So some chick married her lesbian cat, you guys. This is what's happening in our world.
Allegedly.
This is
happening. We don't even know.
This alleged lesbian cat. This is happening in our world, you guys. This is happening.
Oh my God. Right. Mm-hmm. I can't. Oh my God. All right.
So that's my sack of whack today. Your Friday sack of whack. I try to keep it light. Try to keep it kind of light today, you guys. It's Friday, you guys.
It is Friday.
Very excited. You guys, bring it in. You guys, we hope you have the most fabulous weekend. Have fun with your family, friends, make it count, you know, be safe, do all the things. There's nothing going on. I feel like I'm just going to sleep. That's all I'm going to do all weekend is sleep and clean. That's it. So excited about it. You guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Bye. We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly, because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Elizabeth Warren has a problem with math as the Senate shoots down the Democrats' radical abortion bill. Producer inflation numbers remain painfully high, and it turns out those draconian Georgia election laws are resulting in record early voting numbers. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.